Welcome to The Search for Joy. I'm Gregory Rutrick, and I will be your host for this podcast. Our podcasts are free, and for now, not even donations are requested. Our podcasts are a 10-minute sit for beginners and advanced meditators. The goal for meditation is different for everyone, and as I noted, may be different every day. One primary goal is to see ourselves change, see ourselves in change, see ourselves as we change. That may sound a bit strange, and it also rhymes, but what I mean by that is we are layers. We are both thoughts and feelings, thoughts based on experiences and inputs, stimulus, and feelings based on experiences and signals that come from our brain. Our mind-body connection will be explored in this podcast. In our very first sitting, I would like for you to sit in a comfortable posture or even lay. Not to sleep, but lay in a way so that your head is propped up, maybe on a pillow. And if you'd like, you may close your eyes. I'd like you to put your hand, your right or left hand, right so that your middle finger is right on or in your belly button. Your left hand can be on your lap. Your elbow of your right arm should be relaxed. Your shoulder should be soft and relaxed. You should feel your chair. And now with your eyes closed, inhale the first breath through your nose. As you inhale, can you feel your stomach go out, not in, but push towards your finger? And as your chest rises and we feel the breath in our chest, we exhale slowly through our mouth, feeling the air over our lips. Now as we prepare to inhale again, we feel our hand on our belly and we inhale through our nose, feeling the air come over our nostrils and our belly go expand, pushing into our finger. Inhale a little bit more through our nose, feeling a little bit more air. And can we be aware of our arm? Can we be aware of our shoulder, relaxing our right shoulder and our left shoulder? Holding the air at the top and exhale slowly as our stomach falls back down, our stomach and our hand traveling together. And inhale again. As we inhale, our mind has already begun to wander. Many talk about 3 or 4 breaths as the common time when our minds just can't follow what they hear. They certainly can't follow just their breath. Now, if we were to go with where our mind went, just for a moment or two, and we put a word on it, and we actually note it. Noting is a very common practice. I note that I have to do something. I note how I feel in my shoulder. Maybe I even note what I'm thinking about this meditation. And as we inhale again through our nose, feeling air come over our nostrils, and we feel air coming into our body. Can we identify our hand on our belly? Can we feel the warmth of our body through our hand? Can we feel our hand through our body, from our body? As we exhale slowly through our mouth, do we feel our tongue in our mouth? Can we feel our face holding our teeth? Maybe smiling, maybe questioning. Can we feel our brow? Maybe our brow is curled. Can we soften our brow? As we explore these thoughts and these feelings, the question becomes, what do we discover? What we discover is something we know, that our mind is filled with thoughts and our body filled with feelings. One thing we also know is that our experiences of life, the good and the bad, are in our mind and in our body. And all good and all bad thoughts and feelings all together make up only still a part of us, not all of us. So, as we inhale slowly through our nose and exhale slowly through our mouth, and we do this on our own, let's just experience this for a few minutes. For me, meditation was very difficult at the beginning because I didn't think I was doing it right. I didn't think that it was right to have my mind race around. And I remember listening to a Tony Robbins interview who said, I can't meditate if the goal is to quiet my mind. My mind is much too busy and I have way too much to do. Then I realized, Tony Robbins is not me and I'm not Tony Robbins. And you are not me and I am not you, obviously. So we each have different things to explore. And today, I may want to focus my mind. I may want to focus my mind even more clearly on tasks, on objectives. Other days, I may simply want to let my mind go, like a child let go at the edge of a playground, watching the child play with every toy and every inch of space, exploring, free, having fun, not afraid. Not afraid because someone is watching. Some days we may simply want stillness. Stillness just to sit. And those days I actually find to be the most refreshing. I actually call those types of sits welcome home type sits. And one of the great things that we'll talk about during this podcast is welcoming ourselves. In fact, how do we get into the meditation? When I close my eyes, I often just say hello. I say hello to myself. I often, three or four breaths in, have found that my mind has taken me, that I've been distracted somewhere else. But then I wake from the trance and I say hello. I look to my shoulder, especially my right shoulder, because over time I've come to realize that my right scapula and inside my right neck and behind my right ear is where I begin to feel tension. It's a great part of me because it's part of my gut, even though it's not located there. It's part of my internal radar. So I check in with that and I begin focusing again. I focus sometimes on a mantra, and I'll talk about how you find a mantra. But a mantra can be anything, just like the word Om. But it should be a word, and I use Om as an example, that has no meaning for you. It's just empty. It's just a sound. And Om is a beautiful one at that. So as we come to the end of our first sit, and we inhale with our hand on our belly, and we exhale with our hand on our belly going down, I want to welcome you and thank you for joining me. Have a great day.